For I know that my Redeemer lives. These words from Job echo down to us from the Old Testament, echo down to us from the Hebrew Bible, telling us of the faith of one man suffering at the hands of evil. For I know that my Redeemer lives. Even amidst the suffering, he knew that his Redeemer lived. And that at the last, he would stand upon the earth. And get this. After my skin has been thus destroyed, then in my flesh I shall see God. That's a powerful set of statements. After my flesh has been destroyed, after my life and existence has been totally wiped out here, after I am rotting and decaying, after I am dead and buried, and my flesh has been eaten by worms, then in my flesh I shall see God. It bespeaks resurrection. It bespeaks life again, life eternal. It speaks about being in the presence of Almighty God. I was reading in the conference newspaper a question and answer session with a New Testament theologian, part of the Jesus Seminar. And one of the things that he said was important to do was not to discuss and read about and believe and have faith in Jesus as Savior, but instead listen to what Jesus said for us to do. I believe that's a false dichotomy. One should indeed believe in Jesus as Savior and therefore do what Jesus says. One of the things that I noted about what this scholar said was that salvation is about our destination. Salvation is about what happens when we die. That we're going to go to heaven or to hell. And if you're saved, you're going to go to heaven. And if you're not saved, you're going to go to hell. That just struck me as being totally wrong. Where did he get his idea about this whole concept called salvation? Because in my upbringing, in my understanding of what it means to be saved, it means life. Life here and now. Life today. Life in this skin. Life here and now. Life today with Christ. Life with God. Experiencing the real presence of Jesus. Knowing the presence of God in our midst, expressing the love and presence of Jesus to others, being the hands and the feet and the eyes and the ears and the lips of Christ Jesus to the last and the least and the lost, witnessing to the love of God in Jesus Christ in word and in deed. I couldn't get my mind around why he seems to think that the message of salvation in Jesus, faith in Jesus as Savior, is all about destination, heaven or hell. When for me, it's about the trip. With whom do you make the journey in this life? Do you make it alone? Or do you make it with God? Do you make it alone? Or do you make it with Christ Jesus? That's the essence to me of salvation. Being alive with and in Christ, and have Christ living within you. Being born anew, being born from above, being born again, is nothing more and nothing less than having Christ alive in you. Living in you. Living through you. So that others might know God's love, God's unmerited, undeserved, unrestricted grace, favor, peace, acceptance, welcoming. and calling. That's what salvation is to me. Not destination, but the journey here. The destination, if you've made the trip with Christ, what makes us think it's going to end at its end? Job's faith, rudimentary as it was, speaks volumes. I know that my Redeemer lives, and in my flesh, even though it is rotted and gone, I shall see God. Know God's presence, experience God's love, understand the forgiveness, and receive the forgiveness of the living God. God's Friday. In the history of the church, it has become the time to commemorate the death of Jesus on the cross. The death of Jesus, the sacrificial death of Christ Jesus for us. We get hung up on sin, what sin is and what sin is not. I think it's important to remember that sin isn't a list of the things that you do that are bad. The things that you've done that contradict the law. The things that you've done, even that hurt others. Sin is simply no more than less than missing the mark. Falling short. It's an archery term in Greek. Hamartia, the word for sin. It's an archery word. When you would aim at a target and pull back on the bow and let go, if your arrow fell short of the target, didn't hit the target, but hit the ground between you and the target, you harmatied. You fell short. You failed to hit the mark. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. And that's the very essence of sin. We get hung up on the symptoms. The reality is we fall short of God's expectation for us. We fall short, just as that understanding of salvation that scholar had articulated falls short of what true salvation is, living with Christ here and now and in eternity. For eternity is inclusive of now. Just as that understanding of it being just the destination falls short of what biblical faith says salvation is, so also when we fall short, we fail to reach the understanding and reach the expectation and reach the love that God has for us. Where have you, my sisters and brothers, fallen short, failed to miss the mark of Christ's expectation for you? It's not about the destination. It's about the journey. Have you made your journey with Christ a priority, or have you shoved it to the back burner? Have you made your journey with God, showing the love of God to others, sharing the good news of God's love and acceptance for you and others? Have you made that a priority? Or have you shoved it off the back burner and into the freezer? How have we, as the people of God, fallen short of Christ's expectations of us? Every time I fall short, every time I get frustrated with a situation or a person, every time I fail to express the love of God for others, every time I make up an excuse for not sharing the love of Christ with others, I am failing to see God. In my flesh, I fail to see God. As we approach the cross tonight and take up our nail, I invite you to participate symbolically here in the crucifixion of Jesus. Participate symbolically as you drive the nail into the wood. Participate in falling short. Participate in the very reason Christ went to the cross. Come and take the hammer and realize with every strike that for your falling shortness, Christ took the nails and took the beating and took the cross. Recognize your participation. It's not the Jews. It's not the Roman soldiers who did it. It's us. Because we fall short, He bled and died. The good news, which we will proclaim yet again on Easter Sunday morning, on Resurrection Day, the good news is, in our flesh, even though we die, in our flesh, we shall see God. We will experience the presence of Christ and be invited to share Christ with others so that others may see God. It's about the journey, my friends. And tonight it's about where in our journeys we've fallen short of Christ's expectation for us. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2009 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.